It's Toby and Chili's crazy first date.
It's a good morning to Beth from Chantilly.
Can't wait to hear this story. Go ahead.
His name was Keith, and I met him when I was in college, and he asked me out for a date. I said, sure, sounds fun. So he said, do you want the date to be a fun date or a romantic date? And I said, does it have to be either? Why can't it be both? And off we went to the date. So the first part of the date, he informed me, was going to be fun. And so we went to play putt-putt and had a lot of fun. And then we went to the romantic part, which was back to the riverfront where they had a park. And by this time, it was almost sunset. And so he pulled out a little cooler with Pepsis and desserts in it, and a blanket and some pillows. And we went over to the riverfront and watched the sunset. And it was really nice. And from there, we noticed that there was a security guard that kept coming around the closer to dark it got. And he had a flashlight and he kept shining it over in your face, in your eyes, so you couldn't see anything. Quite irritating, because it's like, well, how are you supposed to have a romantic date when the guy keeps shining his light in your eyes? So I looked at my date and I said, I was like, no, this is not working. So next time the security guard comes back around, he shines the light in my eyes. And I was just like, okay, enough is enough. I jumped on top of my date and started kissing all over him and started yelling loud enough so that the security guard could hear, oh, yes, baby. Oh, yes. Oh, of course I'll marry you. Oh. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe this. Oh, this is just so amazing. And my date was like, what? Oh, my God. What? I was like, just go with it. Just go with it.
So he plays along, and then does the security guard, what does he do?
So he quickly yanks his light off of us to give us privacy, and heads the other direction. We noticed that after that anybody that kind of starts coming towards our area, the security guard stops them and won't let them near us.
Oh, because he thought you guys were newly engaged and maybe consummating your engagement.
Right.
We needed our privacy.
Sure.
Right. We needed our privacy.
Yes. Right. Mm-hmm. So did you and Keith ever go out again after your little play date?
Yes, we did.
Of course you did. Did you get the chance to make those? Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, wow. Ooh,
did you ever say yes to a proposal?
No, we did go out for quite a while. Lots of fun dates and lots of memorable dates, but I ended up transferring colleges. Nothing went through as far as their proposal, but it was a lot of fun.
Very nice of him to play along and not freak out and run away with the security guard.
Sounds like you had a pretty memorable first date evening.
Yes, it was.
Well, Beth, that is a crazy first date story.
Yes, it was.
97.1 Wash FM with Toby and Shelly in the morning.